Changing gears as we welcome in Lisa Burke joining us on behalf of the North Platte Lincoln County Visitors Bureau. Lisa, good to see you and happy March.
Yeah, good morning, Tristan.
Spring is in the air.
It is lovely outside.
Isn't it nice?
Yes.
Now, Lisa, before we talk a little bit about tourism in the area and some exciting opportunities throughout this spring,
right,
let's talk a little bit about some county news with you. I think it was last month we saw on the agenda and previewed on the agenda that you would be giving a presentation and having some discussion with our five elected county commissioners on changing some status and designations at the Visitors Bureau.
Right, right. The Visitors Bureau, we've went through the process and studied the impacts of us being a county entity to converting county government and to converting over to being a nonprofit 501c6. A lot of our competitors in the tourism industry in Nebraska, Kearney for one and Grand Island the other, our strongest competitors, are all nonprofit organizations, 501c6s.
Okay.
They are not affiliated with the government in any way. We are a division of county government here in Lincoln County. Even though we do not operate off of any property taxes, we solely operate off of the taxes that are collected at the hotels.
The lodging tax, right?
Yes, okay. Yes, the lodging tax in Lincoln County. So it's all of Lincoln County, not just North Platte. And they just have a competitive edge for us. We all know, we all want less government in our lives, and we know the bureaucracies and the slowdowns of things that we face when we work in government. And that's, it's still, you know, that's the things that we deal with every day at the visitors bureaus that just slows us down from being competitive. A lot of our bids, if they wanted to, could, everything that we do is allowed to be viewed by the public by the open meetings law and that. So we've just, you know, showed them how much faster we could move and grow and improve our visitor bureau, the tourism product here in Lincoln County, if we were unleashed from the government bureaucracy and
so
slowing us down.
With the Open Meetings Act, there's some things that have to be included in that that are maybe sensitive to tourism.
Right.
That Kearney, Grand Island, anybody could go see.
Right.
Okay, here's what North Platte's doing.
Right. If we were, yes, they can go in and see how much we're paying to have a specific tournament here or a specific convention here, and then they can go and outbid us and get it stolen away from us.
Yeah. So. And the Open Meetings Act, wonderful thing, but in terms of things like tourism, sometimes you have to, and it's for anybody listening too, the tourism industry, very transparent and honest industry, and that would continue with the North Platte Lincoln County Visitors Bureau. This would just allow some more opportunities.
Right. We're a marketing agency, basically, for Lincoln County. So think of that. How many marketing agencies have you seen that work in the government field?
Mm-hmm.
Not. And if they do, you know, they're really slowed down. So that's what we're looking at. We will our board right now is an advisory board. They are nominated or recommend or approved by the county commissioners, which wouldn't change. We would increase that board to include a voting member from the county commissioners. Right now, it's just a liaison.
With Commissioner Woodruff,
Yes, Commissioner Woodruff. He does not have a vote, actually, if we were to ever go down to the nitty-gritty on something. He doesn't have a vote.
Really?
Correct. We don't have any representation from the city on our board, so I would want to bring a city council member as a voting member on our board, so we're more unified. Sometimes the city and county always don't work well together, and we need to make sure that happens in the tourism industry. And then we would bring in Gary Pearson or whoever's the CEO of the chamber as a liaison on our board. So we're more, because tourism brings in economic development. People come here, spend
they
a lot of money.
They go hand in hand.
Yes, spend a lot of money and then, you know, move on. So, and when we have, you know, you guys have heard me do that. When you have a better place to live, you have a better place that people want to come and visit.
Mm-hmm.
And then someday they will come back and live here. So that's our ultimate goal.
Interesting. So what's the timetable on this, Lisa?
Our we have some contracts that we have to work out. Our goal is to be completely separated by July 1.
Okay.
And that's our fiscal year, county's fiscal year. We would still turn in our budget every year to the county because they have to approve it. We would also go through an extensive audit every year and turn that in to the county commissioners as well.
So interesting.
The transparency is still there.
Yes.
It's just giving us more freedom to work faster and out of the eyes of our competitors.
Interesting. I look forward to having updates on this as they become available.
Sure.
And I know this is quite the process, too, so
yeah,
best of luck.
Yeah, it's lots of paperwork.
But, lucky you.
Yes.
But
yes,
in more positive news, Lisa, the Sandhills Cranes making their way here to the area.
Right.
I know Rick mentioned yesterday that he's seen a few of the scouts, as they're referred to.
Yes. I'm sure they were here last week and went, don't come, don't come, don't come. It is cold. Cranes don't like the cold weather. They want to come here like this week. So they should be migrating in heavily. We've Crane Trust down at Grand Island does a flyover every week to see what the, you know, what the numbers are. And we had early numbers the first week in February. No, it would have been Valentine's Day week. Of about 25,000, which is more than they've ever seen that early.
Wow.
And then the cold spell hit, so I'm sure they all let their neighbors know that don't come to Nebraska.
I don't blame them with the cold that we had.
So this week they are heading out tomorrow to do another flyover, so I'm sure that they're just going to... Now's when they come. They start migrating in. The tours with Dusty Trails start on the 15th of March. He does morning viewing and evening viewing. The crane's habitat or their mannerisms is they roost in the river at night.
Mm-hmm.
That's where they're safe. And then, but when they come into land at night, it's quite a spectacle because, again, they let everybody know, okay, it's time to go to the river.
Yep.
And then, you know, there's between 200 and 300,000 cranes here between North Platte.
Wow.
And Sutherland in this area.
Just in Lincoln County,
Yes. So just imagine all of them deciding to go to the river.
Yeah. It's a bucket list item, like we've said before.
Most
it really
definitely.
Is. And folks can sign up for the viewing with Dusty Trails right now, right?
Right, yes. They can go to his website, or they can go to our website at visitnorthplatte.com and click on, there's crane and prairie chicken tours there. What is his website? It's a
DustyTrails.biz.
Yes, yes. He also is doing daytime crane tours where they're doing their mating dances out in the cornfields and filling up with corn, which is something that people don't get to see in the Kearney and Grand Island area.
Sure.
And then he's also offering prairie chicken tours.
Which is very unique as well.
They are something. I went out with him last year for the first time, and there were 50 roosters out there.
Wow.
And I thought he was full of beans when he told me there were 50. But
Dusty
there were
is 50. Full of beans,
he
but
is,
yeah,
most
for other
of the
reasons.
Time. No, but they were, they're quite an amazing little bird. And I had someone analogize it to me as if, you know, you were at a junior high dance. And the boys are on one side, and the girls are on the other side, and the girls walk by, and the boys do everything they can do to get the girls' attention. So,
I love that analogy. We'll let you know, too, folks, it's a little less awkward going with Dusty than it is going to an actual junior high dance, thankfully.
For sure.
But the analogy is very, very accurate.
Yes, they stomp their feet and flap their wings and turn
around. Do a little bit
circles.
Of peacocking, if you will.
They do. They're just quite the funny little guys. And for a long time, too. It's amazing that they keep going. So,
Lisa, what else did you want to discuss this morning?
Well, this is the time of the year that we are looking for nominations for our Excellence in Tourism Awards. Tourism Week is always the first week in May, and we do an awards luncheon every. This will be our third annual year that we do that. And we are looking for people who do great customer service, or hotels, or restaurants, retail stores. We're looking for individuals or just the business. So our categories are employees, of course, restaurants, events, and that would be such as Nebraska Land Days or any sporting event. The fat tire race that the sand, what is that?
Open motor challenge,
yes,
is it?
That and our boxing events, any of the, any little events that we put on, our attractions and any retail establishment, because one of the things that people do when they come to our community is look for locally owned retail. They don't just do attractions and food, restaurants. So
you want the mom and pop shops.
Right, you do.
You want something you can't get at home or in Lincoln or whatever it might be for a big city.
Yes. So we're looking for nominations for those. That is, again, at our website at visitnorthplatte.com. You can nominate, again, the business, or you can nominate an individual that always does great customer service for you as you go into a store, you know, flower shop, shoe store.
Whatever it might be.
Whatever it might be. There's always somebody that does a great job here locally.
And you can nominate and find more about the Sandhills Crane Tours on your website, right?
Right, on our website at visitnorthplatte.com.
Awesome. Lisa, as always, we appreciate the time.
All right.
Enjoy the month of March. We'll see you next month.
All right. Thanks, Tristan.